That's us. My name is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am so excited to have my first guest on since 2020. She is on her way, and she will be here soon. This show is going to have a tri-state area theme. Which tri-state area, you might ask? The tri-state area for the city, the New York tri-state area. And we're going to start off with a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song.
Got nothing to say, I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Yeah, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This guns for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. Yeah, I'm just living in a Thank you. suburbia. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
I stumbled to the bar as the sun was rising. I certainly could not feel my hands or face. And there I did some cocaine with a loose acquaintance. Then I couldn't walk at all. And from there I took a taxi to New Jersey to my Aunt Mary's funeral, where I was supposed to play Ave Maria on the trumpet, but instead I passed out in the pew. Turn around, I should have turned around. I know that I will be better someday. Turn around, I should have turned around. There was something inside that made me wanna to be free someday. I know I will. I woke up in the dirt inside a little box, singing songs about the moon to the worms. And at some point I decomposed into a bunch of flowers, living off the rain and the sun and the bees. Turn around, I should have turned around.
Hello everyone, this is Mellow Max, and I am now joined by DJ Snacks. Want to say hi?
Hey everybody, it's DJ Snacks over here, or Midnight Snacks, but Snacks for short.
Okay, Midnight Snacks it is. It is 7:23, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You sure are.
Yes. Would you like to tell them what songs we just listened to?
We just listened to Lucy Dacus's Dancing in the Dark, a Jersey classic covering Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark. We heard Little Red Light by Fountains of Wayne.
A personal favorite of mine.
And,
I grew
ours.
Up, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we bonded over Fountains of Wayne when we first met, and they are like the classic kind of just tri-state area band. I mean, they're named after a fountain yard store in New Jersey.
That is true.
And I've got like 3 or 4 different songs by Fountains of Wayne that mention, like, you know, the LIE and Bridgeport and the Acela and all that fun.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. And I just love, you know, sitting in the traffic on the Tappan Zee, 16
yeah.
million people in front of me, trying to cross the water, but it just might be a while.
Ah, so good.
New York
the
to
lyrics
Nyack.
Hit.
It feels like 100 miles. Yeah. Growing up, that was like the CD that was always in my car, and I just have very distinct memories, especially 4th of July, just coming up,
yeah.
driving back from my uncle's place in Rockland, and yeah.
It's funny because I think a lot of people's gateway to Fountains of Wayne is Stacy's mom, and that was mine, because like, I remember just listening to Stacy's mom as a kid and being like, huh, this is good, but as I grew up and got more into music, I was like, huh. There must be other good songs by this band, and I was right.
You sure were. They are easily one of my favorite bands.
One of the other songs we played is by a local New Jersey band that I used to see back in New Brunswick, New Jersey, called Shred Flintstone, and we played their song, I'm on the Parkway. And if you've ever been in New Jersey, you've certainly taken the Parkway or the Turnpike, one of those major roads.
I feel like a lot of the tri-state area songs are about driving through the tri-state area.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, I'll tell them I'm from New Jersey, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I've been to New Jersey. Like, we drove through it on our way to Philly, or we drove through it on our way to New York. And I'm like, but, like, you haven't even tasted the bagels.
Or it's the classic, like, oh, yeah, which exit are you?
Yeah.
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 And then after Shred Flintstone was a local to immediately... right where we're sitting right now band, a Tufts band, a World Federal Organization Club, with their song Fool of Design, which also mentions the Tappan Zee, specifically the lights on Tappan Zee.
Which are bright.
They were. They sure were. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, and just like the shape of it, it's
when
just
when was
so...
the last time I even saw the Tappan Zee Bridge?
I want to cross it when, like... I think the inbound heading into New York City and Westchester, I think that that side of the Tappan Zee was already like closed off, and they already had like
yeah.
the Mario Cuomo part
before
of that.
Before the reconstruction.
Yeah. Oh no, during it. Like there was already traffic going inbound on the new bridge
oh,
and outbound on the old. Yeah. Oh, and they brought in that huge crane for it too.
Damn.
Yeah.
I always find it really fascinating how they like build bridges. And I remember in like fourth grade, we were using sticks to try and build the strongest bridge. And looking back on it, my bridge was not very strong, but you know, never stopped me from wanting to dig deep into my architecture self.
Absolutely. I was actually thinking on my drive to work today about public road infrastructure.
Ugh.
And because I have a favorite type of infrastructure, and I found out the name for it today.
Do tell.
It is a diamond interchange.
Okay, tell me more.
The double diamond interchange no one likes.
Mm.
That's a confusing one where the lanes kind of switch and they go over each... I don't know, it's really weird. I haven't encountered one. I'm sure it works. There's a reason why they use it everywhere. But the diamond interchange is where you have the main road going unobstructed, and there's an exit going off, and then a light, and the overpass has a light on either side, and then there's exits and on-ramps on both sides, and it's kind of like a diamond shape.
Hmm.
And then right through the middle, you can go if you don't have to get off there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the little talk about roads. After that was Ariel by Dean Friedman, another great, you know, New York, New Jersey song. That one was stuck in my head all week as I was changing fonts in my thesis, which I'm converting into a journal article, as I was changing them from Times New Roman to Arial.
Oh, good font choice.
Oh, yeah.
We love a sans serif.
But the weirdest thing is I need to I have like the figure names in Arial, sans serif, and then the rest of the text is in Times New Roman.
Mm.
So I have serifs and sans serifs on the same line.
Well, you know, that's good
graphic design. Yeah, it works. I mean, I always thought that it was the biggest faux pas to mix serifs and sans serifs.
You can do that. You can.
You can. It works. It works.
I'm putting my foot down. You can do it.
Thank you. Thank you. And then you added the next song.
The next song we listened to was Turnaround, parentheses, Cocaine Song by Toth. I think that's how you say it. There's like a little dash over the O. I don't even know what that's called. But that's a really fun song that one of my friends shared with me a couple of years ago. And I thought it was interesting because it also mentions New Jersey. Wow.
Yes. And it also mentioned Ave Maria, which is also mentioned in Ariel.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that one needs to go there.
We're linking the songs. If you pay attention, you'll notice a lot of little things. But the main thing is that it's tri-state area themed, and we're just reminiscing about our hometowns today.
That's right.
My favorite thing about my hometown is probably like the proximity to the Palisades, being able to like walk along the like beautiful trees and see the George Washington Bridge. And, you know, like one of the great things of living in New Jersey is like you're close to New York, so like you can have the benefits of being in the city but also get the benefits of like living near lots of trees.
Yes.
What about you, Max? What's your favorite thing about your hometown?
Rooster's Market is my favorite thing about White Plains. They are, you know, they're just, you know, good food.
You can't talk about New York and New Jersey without talking about the good food.
That's right. Just the sandwiches from there, the home run.
What's in that? Tell me about it.
Home run is chicken cutlet, bacon, mozzarella.
Wow. We better be getting dinner after this.
Oh my God. Yeah, definitely. And that brings us to the end of Take the A Train. Before that, we had El Norzo with Skunk Puppy. And coming up next, a song that dips into the city a little bit. At the Zoo.
Empty and aching, and I don't know why. cars on the New Jersey Turnpike. They've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
And dress shoes just in case. Skybound for my hometown to the North Shore on a Sunday. Yeah. I give a kiss to my lady friend. She's a sweet talk and a sweet taste. Give thanks for my family. Thanks to my friends, I'm getting shit faced. Oh well, this Long Island, it's a desolate place. Far cry from my first love, Michigan. Sweet talk and a sweet taste. Long way from the long lost dreams have broken on a California freeway. This Brooklyn, oh Brooklyn. You make Detroit feel so far away. And I've only known you a day.
I haven't even known you a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like New York, but you ride like LA.
And I've only known you a day.
I haven't even known you a day.
Off the southbound train from to the Park Slope real estate. Looked around for a sit-down brunch with all-you-can-eat pound cake. Found a few, maybe six or seven, free coffee and free champagne. I haven't seen such a free time limit since my 16th birthday, yeah. Oh well, this Long Island, it's a desolate place. A far cry from my first love, Michigan. Sweet talk and my sweet taste. Long way from the long lost dreams left broken on a California freeway. This Brooklyn, oh Brooklyn, yeah. You make Detroit feel so far away.
You a day.
Whoa, you make
to be a dad today? Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Very nicely done. Your very first PSA.
Oh, that was special. That felt good.
Yeah.
And it's an important message, too.
It sure is, especially after Father's Day.
Oh, yeah? Did you do anything for Father's Day?
I worked on turning my thesis into a journal article, and my dad has been bugging me to do that. Everyone in my life has been bugging me to do it.
But more importantly, your dad.
Yeah. So that was
for
him.
Shout out to Max's dad.
Mm-hmm. Who said that we sound good. Thanks.
Thanks, Max's dad.
Yeah. It's nice, you know? I mean, I figure because we both posted on our Instagram stories before this, saying, like, come tune in.
Yeah, and your parents follow me on Instagram, so they knew to come.
My parents have it in the family calendar.
Of course.
They're here every week. But because we both posted on our Instagram story, we might have one or two other people who aren't my parents. See, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I know a special shout out to Eve listening right now. She lives in a couple of places, and she has lived in a couple of places in and around the tri-state area.
Wow.
We got Muncie. We got Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
We got Teaneck, Fairlawn, kind of, sort of. New Brunswick, kind of, sort of. Am I forgetting some? Eve, you can tell me later if I am. But those are all great places around New Jersey and New York to be living.
They're all great places.
Yeah.
I think one of those places that you listed is mentioned in...
probably Brooklyn, maybe? Well, we can talk about some of the songs we played.
We sure can.
What did we play, Max?
We played... I'm running out of time on this song. We played Simon and Garfunkel, America, which is my second favorite version of that song. The Yes version just blows me away every time, but it is 10 minutes long.
That's a long song.
It is. Which is not at the zoo, but we will be at the zoo later. We will also listen to Too Many Zoos later.
Yeah.
A
lot of zoo-themed band names out there.
New York. It's New York. Too Many Zoos. They're a classic busker group.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, there's a great band we can listen to. Maybe we can listen to them in a little bit. They're a classic busker band.
Yeah?
The name is escaping me at this exact moment.
Well, I'm sure that we will find it.
The song I'm thinking of is called Dreamcatcher. Oh, the band is called Pink Clouds.
Hmm. And how did you find Pink Clouds?
I think through a friend. I think a friend posted about them or was going to go see them play. And I heard a song and loved the vibe. And I've been a fan since.
Vibe is very important.
Yeah, that is. I think they play in Washington Square Park a lot.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, it's always like... whenever I go into the city, I'm like, am I going to see a person I know, like, busking or playing music? And sometimes you do, and sometimes you hear refreshing new music, and that's always nice.
Yeah. So this is your first time in the WMFO radio station, but it is definitely not your first time in a college radio station.
That is true. My band, Kova Tova, shameless plug, back in college had our first debut on radio back in like 2019, I want to say, and it was really cool to be a part of it as a musician. We got to, you know, see what was going on behind the scenes, and of course my parents tuned in and my mom was like, oh my gosh, you're playing on the radio, wow. But it's very interesting to be like with you right here, like behind the scenes making the music play out into the world versus being the one making the music myself.
Yeah.
It's a good change though.
Yeah, I do radio because I can't make music myself, but I sure can make a playlist.
Yeah, Max makes a killer playlist.
I make many, many playlists.
And I think that's one of the best things we have in common is we make a butt ton of playlists.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like a lot of playlists that we have between us that are just gold mines of music. Mm-hmm. And like weird, obscure music. Between the two of us, like there's a whole bunch of it.
Yeah. And I made my first themed radio show in a while. I started the playlist for it. It is going to be a jail radio show. Or like law enforcement in general.
You gotta put in a Hound Dog by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Is that the version I'm thinking of? No.
Potentially.
We'll investigate. We'll I might be combining two different singers and being incorrect.
That's okay. I'm incorrect on radio all the time.
It's okay to be wrong. You can be wrong sometimes, but it's good to do the research and be right in the future.
Yeah.
Which I will be.
And speaking of being wrong, instead of At the Zoo, America, after that was Theo Katzman with Brooklyn, and then Hey 19 by Steely Dan,
love him.
Oh, he's great. He is fantastic. They are fantastic.
There's no Steely Dan without without Donny Fagan and
that's true.
Mr. Becker, you know?
Hey 19 mentions Scarsdale, which is right in Westchester.
It also mentions Boston.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. We're a stone's throw away from Boston.
This is basically Boston.
This is Boston.
Yeah.
We're in Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Boston.
After that was Poughkeepsie Woman by Professor Caveman. And then we had Blues for Alice. And in the background right now is The Girl from Ipanema by Stan Getz and João Gilberto.
Yeah.
There's a version of this that I really like, which is, I can't remember. Walter Wanderley. It is on an organ. I'm gonna just play like a little snippet of it after this, and then we're gonna go to the next song. But it is entirely elevator music.
Ooh.
Which
elevator music is the liminal space of music.
Yes. 1966. And I don't know. I really like the album. Because I guess I never grew up in a world with elevator music playing in elevators.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah,
it's
my parents hated it.
Yeah?
I tried playing the album for them, and they were like, please turn this off.
This is the worst day of my life. I don't want to feel like I'm going to the dentist.
yeah, but I like it. I don't know. I think it's cute.
Yeah, well, I'll hear it, and I'll judge.
We'll get a little taste of it right after this. Walter Wanderley, what a name.
Yeah.
But it is like a cool organ. But it's definitely like the elevator music.
You would like that.
And here it is.
Oh, I like this too.
Yeah.
This reminds me of like video game music.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this Walter dude ever made any video game music.
Well, Walter Wanderley, this song came out in 1966. So I have a feeling it might have been a little bit pre-video games.
But perhaps he had a long and delicious life filled with music making.
Yes, passed away in 1986.
Does that give him enough time to, like, write for video games, or...?
Pac-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there... But, he definitely wrote for some,
This has no doubt inspired, like, video game music today.
Oh, yeah. It's that classic...
Yeah, that...
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know, I think it's cute. I like the album that it's on. Got some other...
Your parents are cringing at this right now,
yeah.
Max.
I'm gonna skip forward. We're gonna listen to Fountains of Wayne next, and they're gonna name a bunch of places in the tri-state area. Gotta wait another 35 seconds, and then I will do our FCC mandated station ID.
This is my favorite part of the whole radio show.
Me too. I say it in my sleep.
Yeah.
No, not really, but I definitely just... It is absolutely muscle memory.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder how fast I can say it, and then I worry that I can't say it slow anymore.
Well, how about this? Say it perfectly this time.
I will.
And then when the music plays and no one else can hear you, I want to hear you say it as fast and as slow as you possibly can.
Can do. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 7:55. My show is even more highly recommended, full of music that I recommend even more highly. And I am joined by DJ Midnight Snacks.
You sure are, Max. Mellow Max.
That is I. Coming up next, Laser Show, Fountains of Wayne.
Seems to be where everybody